This is Twit.
15 terabyte hard drive. Are you excited, Mr. Maventano?
I mean, I'm excited for hard drives in general. I'm not excited personally because this is a, it's 15 terabytes, yes. But it's relying on what's called shingled magnetic recording. So this is meant for data center type places, not just in the respect of, oh, it's a super durable hard disk meant for data center. You could totally use it in your home NAS. No. This is a host managed SMR, which means that you basically need special software, or your software on the host or the server needs to be coded to take advantage of this particular writing method. So whenever you do any writes to an SMR hard disk, it needs to be more of a sequential write. You can't just write things to random places on one of these. It really doesn't like it, and the performance would really not be that great. But as long as you're writing sequentially, you can store, you know, per the press release and stuff, they were saying, you know, 25% more data roughly on SMR versus your standard like perpendicular recording drives that you can do random things on just fine. Where the standard drives fall right now from Western Digital is 12 terabytes. So if you want like a regular style hard disk that, you know, that's the highest they go. I think it has to be an enterprise drive though right now. I don't think they make a 12 terabyte red or anything like that. I mean, good specs. Just usually these drives are like lower power style drives, but these particular ones, the HC620 UltraStar, is a 7200 RPM drive, implying that, you know, you'd get faster sequentials and faster seek times because less time waiting on the data to circle around the disk and make it to the read head. We were talking on the podcast last night. This is probably one of the last drives we're going to see, or last like major announcements we should see before we start seeing some form of what's called MAMR, which is a microwave assisted recording coming out of Western Digital. Since they briefed us on that like a year back, and it was supposed to be air quotes coming soon. Not here yet, but they're probably just still trying to develop the media to be able to take more advantage of being able to write to smaller and smaller areas on the disk. But the whole shingling thing is, it's literally just like your roof shingles on your house, right? They're sort of overlapped on each other. That's what the name is for. As it turns out, you can read from a narrower track than you can write to. When you write, there's just this limit where it's the magnetic manipulation of the domains on the platters. It's wider than we can read currently. So take advantage of that. You just kind of like lay the tracks slightly overlapping.
Slightly.
Slightly. Usually there has to be a gap between them. So you go from that to just, well, don't worry about the gap. Turns out that's about 25% worth. Lo and behold, that's how you get your difference in the capacity. So if you take out that 25% worth of a gap and sort of turn it into actually overlapping slightly, then all you have to do when you come back later on to read it is just kind of shift it a little bit to one side so that, you're reading the track, the earlier one, not the one that's potentially slightly overlapping it from, you know, the next circle around the disk. So a pretty simple concept. It requires more care because you can't just then insert data into the middle of that, because now you're going to risk overlapping something from the other side. And now there's nothing left in the middle, or very, you know, just a really thin sliver of data left in the center there for you to try to read. So, you know, that would just throw a wrench in the works and just wouldn't work properly. Good stuff. Good to see the capacities going up. Eventually, it just means that there will eventually be a 13, or they're probably going to skip 13 because I noticed they kind of did, right?
Right.
Notice there's a 12 terabyte regular drive. There was a 14 terabyte, and now there's a 15 terabyte. So they're doing the elevator button trick. Nobody wants to release a 13 terabyte hard disk. As it turns out, you're trusting your data on this thing. Maybe not. Don't go with a superstitial unlucky number with the size of the capacity.